News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Well, here we are this morning. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
All right, just introduce yourself.
Eric Woodstrom, I'm pinch hitting today for Carl. Carl's out on a field trip.
He's on a field trip this morning. That's right.
Yeah, this is Eric Woodstrom. I'm the president of the North Valley region of Five Star Bank. And happy to be here. Happy to co-host with you, Linda. And
this is
have
great.
A little bit of fun.
This is actually the first time we've actually co-hosted together.
You and I have.
Yes.
It is.
Well, we have a lot to cover this morning. It's actually Good Friday.
Yes,
and
it is.
So, you know, we'll find that. I'm not – some of the banks, some things are closed.
Yes. The market's closed today, first of all, the stock market. And so we won't have our Wall Street – or our Wells Fargo Minute.
Update. That's
update.
Correct.
But banks are open. I think check with your bank if you're going to do some banking. Some of them may close at midday. So, but we're open. We're open till 4, always are.
Well, let's talk about our rundown this morning. And by the way, this is Linda Bott, and you're listening to, Carl and Linda Bott. But Carl's on a field trip, and Eric Woodstrom is here today. So we're really excited about, kind of a change up this morning. It's 7:07 in the morning. Savannah's sitting in. How are you this morning, Savannah?
I'm wonderful.
Great. Hey, listen, a couple of the things in the headlines today, too. We are going to talk a little bit about the Mount Everest avalanche. And, you know, of course, we know that Savannah is a mountain climber, a rock climber. So we'll discuss that a little bit. Actually, do you know that the leaflet that just came out of the Ukraine is telling Jews to register? That just brings back,
wow.
That's just really huge. Yeah. I'm sure that conjures up a lot of something that happened not too long ago within our parents' generation. And there's this thing in the headline about these teens that urinated in the public water system.
In Oregon.
Now, I mean, you know, Eric, you and I went to high school together. So, you know, I mean, every now and then.
Things happen.
I mean, they're out in the, but
you're
still.
Out behind the levee.
They're convicted now, I think, of contaminating millions of gallons of water.
Because they peed in it. Yeah.
One, evidently.
One did.
I don't know, the others were looking the other way or something.
I don't know what the evidence was.
I don't know, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
We have Pet of the Week. We have some of the Red Bluff Roundup guys coming in. I'm very excited about that. You know, that starts today. So we have some of those guys coming in. And, of course, they're nice to look at.
Well, I'll let you be the judge of that.
And then we have, of course, Simpson University coming on about their Spire program.
Fantastic.
Which is probably something great, one of the greatest in the nation here that's going on, where you can get your, never too old, it's never too late in life to go back and further your education. And the Spire program is something that helps people get through, instead of a 4-year getting a degree, you can get it quickly.
Yeah, get it quickly and get it at night.
Drive it hard for two years. Yeah.
Yep. And I know that a lot of people in the North State have taken advantage of that, and it's helped further their careers and themselves, their education.
Absolutely.
Great program.
Well, speaking of field trips, Carl's on his way. So Carl, good morning. This is your show.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell Eric, don't get too comfortable there.
Carl, I'm just fitting in nicely. I'm here with I mean, I'm surrounded by two roses. Yeah, you're on a field trip. Is it a one-way field trip?
No, I'll be back.
Oh, okay. When?
It's a one-day field trip. It's out and back. They're just, you know, keeping the world safe from jihadist squirrels.
Oh, that's fantastic. Those rabid squirrels. You have to get rid of a few of them.
Anyway, have a great show today, and it is. You know, Linda, I think you should be very appreciative. You know, here's Eric, and then I've got bullfighters coming in. And I've got balls from the rodeo. They're there.
I'm very, very appreciative, how much I adore Eric. I'm so glad that we met here in Reading after all these years, going to high school together and then meeting at a Turtle Bay fundraiser again, saying, oh my God, we go back into those years. And, in fact, Five Star has been very important part in the role of us being able to even be on the air.
That's true. Anyway, have a great show, and I'll see you a little bit later, honey. I love you too.
Well, how do you follow that up?
I'm speechless.
You said you were on a field trip yesterday.
Yes, I was. I was down outside of Oroville. I was on an olive ranch. It was called Berkeley Farms Olives, and it was actually the trees are over 100 years old. The orchard was planted by University of California Berkeley professors in about 1912 and 1913, and it was part of a sustainable program that they put together. There's now about 400 acres. It had been a little bit bigger, and it had gone through some tough times about 15, 20 years ago, and a couple have purchased it, and they've resurrected the trees and replenished the trees and pruned them and done a lot to them, and it's sustainable, organic. It's dry farm. They don't have any diverted water.
Really?
And they're producing world-class olive oil. They won in 2013. Best of show in the New York olive oil competition.
Can you tell the name of the
Berkeley Farms?
Okay, I didn't get that part. Yeah. You were talking about it was planted by
Berkeley professors, and they call it Berkeley Farms. You can find it on the web. The olive oil, when they have some, they're sold out from last year. But when they have some, the Enjoy store here.
Oh, okay. I definitely have to look for that now. That's exciting.
It's fantastic. And I learned how to be an olive oil snob. I didn't know you could be one, but, you know, like there's wine snobs. I learned you can be an olive oil snob.
Well, when we go through Corning, I stop at one place there. I love that place, and you can try 20 different kinds, millions of different kinds of olive oil. Well, I had olive trees in the back of my house in Sacramento.
Sure.
And you know that if you don't spray them at a certain time of year, they produce, and olives have fallen in the pool, and it was always. But they're beautiful trees. They're very gnarly.
Yes, they're. Yeah, they have a lot of character.
Yeah, they really do. And people say, just get rid of those trees. I said, no, I feel like I'm looking at, beautiful pieces of art, each one of them. So, the fact that they've come in, they've revived the farm.
Yeah.
I love stories like that.
It's
Thank
fantastic.
You for sharing.
And they're looking to put, they have a little tasting room there, but they want to, get their own mill, a crush mill on site and then have people be able to come and watch it and enjoy it. Of course, yesterday was just a beautiful day too out in Butte County.
I love that. So olive oil, we got to have a show on that.
Sure.
The art of olive oil. I do know that there in Italy, people carry their own, what do you want to call it? It's not vinegar, but it's balsamic.
Balsamic. Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain, and you can spend up to $500, and there's a place that, I'll have to think about that because, you know, I've been not really in the thing zone, but I've a little bit, thank you for all the well wishes, by the way. I'm doing much better. I'm about 90%, but, it's nothing to fool around with when you get, you know, pneumonia, and I just had to really go, like, shut my door and detach. So I'm getting all my brain cells hopefully are going to be on. Thanks for being with me because I know I'm going to be comfortable. But, when we come back, we're going to have pet of the week.
That sounds fantastic.
I love this.
Yes.
And we always get these guys out and adopted. And we know how many animals really, come in that have been abandoned or lost. And so we're really appreciative of Haven Humane. And so we'll be back with that in a minute. And Eric Woodstrom is our host and co-host today. Which one are you?
I'm the co-host. You're in charge. There's no doubt about it.
I'm
surrounded by two women that really know what they're doing. It's going to help make this go smoothly.
We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Good Friday.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened three new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM, 800-800-ALARM.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Welcome back. Woo! KCNR 1460. Right. If you're just tuning in, you're like, what is that? Where's Carl? Carl's on a field trip. Eric Woodstrom is with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
So, yeah, it's 7:18 in the morning and we do have Pet of the Week, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Yes, I'm telling you, if you need anything, they have the professionals on site, an in-store deli and four nutritionists. That's pretty big. That are on staff to assist you. So, and they also have classes on health and diet and raw and organic food. And some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition, those specific. I love the fact that there's nutritionists. That's really important. Like, you know, gee, what kind of E should I take? I'm having these experiences, or D or whatever. They're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Now, with us in the studio, Captain Smith from Haven Humane. Hello, girl.
Hello. I haven't seen you in a while.
And you have a very interesting, a very sought after, what we would consider, I think, or wouldn't one consider, that anything that has to do with Sharpay.
Yeah.
Does like dollar signs behind it. And so here's
beautiful
another
dog.
Beautiful animal, Haven yep. Humane. You bring in Pet of the Week, trying to adopt this dog out. Tell us about the dog.
This is Freya. Freya's about Freya. 2 years old, and she's the Chinese wrinkle dog, or the Chinese Sharpay. She's kind of a tannish color, and she is got a short coat. She's shedding a little bit right now, but she had a bath yesterday. Just the sweetest girl and easy to work with. She's smart and excited to be here. She's looking at the door like, are we going back outside? But she is absolutely a dream. And she has been sponsored by one of our volunteers, paid part of her adoption fee. So her adoption fee is reduced to $85. And that, of course, includes all of her vaccinations and her microchip, her spay. Everything is included in that fee.
My goodness.
So really want to get her out.
If you're looking for a dog, what a great way to go is to go down to Haven Humane and you take care of the dogs. You have them ready for the, you know, to be adopted and all the medical stuff's taken care of.
Absolutely. We do everything for them and try to get them, into their forever home where they don't have to go back out in the
Well, it looks like she's got a body that looks a little bit like, you know, think of blonde lab color.
Yes.
So, the dog is long. It's not, I guess when I think of Sharpei, maybe you only see puppies and you think they're cute, so they're a little. But this dog, is this a typical length of a Sharpei?
No, I think there's probably some labs stirring around in there somewhere, probably, but you know, she's a little longer legged, but you know what? That makes her run a little faster and play a little harder.
About 65, how many pounds?
Fantastic. She's about 65 pounds.
Yes. And I just love her face. Again, she's got, God, you could look at that face and get lost in the face for days and just look at the expression. But you're right. She's very good tempered. You never brought a dog in here that has ever been anything but, you know, something that we would want to have in our family.
Well, and you know, we spend a lot of time with our volunteers, go out and walk these dogs daily and work with them daily so that they get some socialization and hang out with people. And that's designed
that's
so we can
really
get home.
Important.
It's
sure.
very important.
Helps with the transition.
Captain Smith, what a great, idea. You know, a lot of people go out and they get ducks and rabbits.
Yes.
For Easter.
Yes.
Okay. And then what do you do with the duck and a rabbit, you know, if you don't have, so why not have a gift that keeps giving, even though I like ducks and rabbits and chickens and all that stuff. But I mean, a dog that you adopt. And so give Haven Humane a chance. Go back. I know your dogs always seem to get adopted quickly after they've been on the circuit.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about, how does somebody get in there today? What time do you open? The phone number again?
Okay, it will be open at 11 because in the morning we have to clean. There's people there, but we're cleaning. So we open at 11. They can come in at 11, and all her information will be available for her there. They can fill out their application. And the phone number for her, if you want to find out more information about Freya or any dog we have there, or cat, or guinea pig, or rat, give us a call at 241-1653.
And, like you said, she's about two.
Yeah, she's about two. I'd say maybe a little younger than that, but that's just an
average. Long life ahead of her and a lot of personality.
Great dog. Looks like a great dog for kids
to
play with. She's just
really
even tempered and really inquisitive, wants to get out and play.
Yeah.
Now, do you know the background of Freya?
I don't know a whole lot about her. She's kind of a stray.
Uh-huh.
Lady brought her in and, we just kind of been working with her since she's been there a couple of weeks and we've been working with her. She has some commands. She knows some basic things.
Wow.
So she's a pretty good girl. She's a little jumpy and excited at first.
But she's young. She has that youthfulness to her. And for those that, like we were talking on the break, that don't want to go through that puppyhood stage.
This is a great
dog to have.
She just laid down and she put her head on the ground and you can see the Sharpei with all those wrinkles. Her jowls went up. And that was just, you can just see, just looking at her. It just would be like, okay, now again, you know, just the personality of the breed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Captain Smith, thank you so much. We love Pet of the Week coming on every Friday here from Haven Humane.
You're welcome.
And the phone number once again.
241-1653 and give us a call.
Thank you. And good Friday to you. I hope somebody makes a good Easter for our Pet of the Week. All right. Let's go to the phones now. And thanks, Captain Smith. All right, Deborah Lucero is on with us this morning, and there's some special events happening with the Shasta Arts Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. Deborah, how are you?
I'm very well. I love the fact that you're talking about Berkeley Olive Grove, one of my favorite places.
Isn't that a great place? I was lucky enough to spend the morning with them. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome out there.
Yep.
Well, I wanted to talk about a couple of events, one in which Linda is actually hosting, and that's the first ever NorCal Jazz Festival. This is a first-time event, and it's being held Saturday, April 26th at Old City Hall. Tickets are $25, and on the 27th, it'll be at the Sierra Nevada Big Room.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, it's going to be quite the event, and it's, as I said, you know, it's a first-time event. As you know, jazz is really, truly America's original art form, and there really isn't anything like this north of Sacramento. So this is a exciting, you know, we're trying to create something that's never been before. So there's a lot of jazz musicians out there, and we would love to have all of them involved. We are bringing in Mark Levine out of San Francisco, who does Latin jazz piano.
Ooh.
And so that's going to be kind of fun. We've got the usual suspects, which are very well known up in Redding.
Oh, yeah.
Who are going to be, they're going to be playing at the Big Room down in Chico. We've got the Bumpette, which is kind of a young jazzy group, and Dose, another young jazzy group. The Enterprise High School Jazz Band and Choir are going to be playing a free performance from 2 to 3:15, and then ticket holders will come in at 4 o'clock, and we've literally got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 different acts.
Wow.
On two different stages up in at City Hall.
Okay, so let's give a little visual for our listeners on, for $25 on the 26th, you can go and, of course, see the great jazz from all over the North State. What time does the event start?
Doors open at 1:45 for the free concert, and that's from 2 to 3:15. And then at 4 o'clock, we reopen the doors, to ticket holders, and from 5 to 6, the Charles Malone Trio. From 6:30 to 7:30, the Bumpette. From 8 to 9, the usual suspects on the main stage. And then our gallery is going to be transformed into a jazz lounge.
Ooh.
And there's going to be food and beer and wine. And we have Allison Skull and Victor Martin on the stage downstairs. Charlie Robinson and Dave Elke, who are from Chico. And Charlie Robinson is literally a legend. Unbelievable. If you've never seen him play, come and see now. And Dose, a younger duo that will be playing also. And then another thing that we have going on, Linda, is tonight on Good Friday, if you didn't have a chance to see The Right Time, the film that Shasta Historical Society showed at the Cascade Theater, that will be reshowing tonight at Old City Hall. There, it's a donation request, and we can hold about 150 people. So, and any donations that are made tonight will be going toward the restoration of our classroom at Old City Hall.
Well, so, Deborah, I will interject here that I do know friends that attended the, like you said, The Right Time, at Cascade. It's fantastic that you're showing it again for those people who missed it. I can only tell you that my friends bought videos, because if you're a Frank Lloyd Wright fan, I know that he's got several works in Chicago, people that love to go there and see some of his. Well, we have, you know, a church right here in Redding, and it's a fantastic story. So this is basically kind of a biography and also a documentary, if I'm not mistaken, about how he built the Pilgrim Church here in Redding.
Yeah, and actually he designed over 1,000 buildings during his 70-year career, but only 10 of those structures were houses of worship. And the Congregational Church was the last one that Wright designed before he died in April of 1959. So basically this local documentary goes from building from concept to completion through the eyes of those who really worked to transform this dream into a reality. So it's pretty special.
And that's happening tonight at Old City Hall, which is right here in Market. So what time is that viewing tonight? And, of course, you said donation. That means if you have $5 or $2 or $20, whatever you want to put
right
towards, it's a fundraiser towards a classroom. So what time does that begin tonight, Deborah?
It starts at 7 o'clock, and it doesn't start. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The showing is at 7:30. And, you know, we're going to have a great time. There'll be popcorn. We have, one of those old-fashioned popcorn machines. It would be, if you missed it the first time around, come and see it now. And we always have things going on at Old City Hall. In fact, tomorrow night, Reading Improv, our stand-up comedy group that has been longstanding at Old City Hall will be playing tomorrow night. So you can go on ShastaCountyArtsCouncil.org and check out all the many offerings. We love to partner with community groups, and on our film tonight, we are partnering with the Shasta Historical Society.
Fantastic. And so to recap, we've got a couple events this weekend, and then we've got the Jazz Festival next Saturday beginning. And ticket, where can they get tickets, Deborah?
Basically, if you want to call 241-7320, you can get tickets for the Reading event, or you can walk in anytime Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 5 p.m. and purchase tickets at Old City Hall, which is at 1313 Market Street. In fact, right across the street from where we are.
Yep. Yes. Oh, that sounds great.
Well, thank you so much. And we will see you either this weekend or definitely next week and come join us for great, you know, jazz. That is something that we need to be proud of as Americans, that our jazz did start here from America. Jazz, apple pie, and baseball.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the things we can be proud of.
Yes, thank you, Deborah Lucero, who is now taking over. She's doing just a smack-up job here. We got to take a break. Of course, it's a heartbreak here. And thanks, Deborah. We'll see you
soon.
Thank
you.
This is Linda Bott and Eric Woodstrom.
Yes, it is.
And we are here on KCNR 1460 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at ratingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, "I want to be a better me"? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460. And if you hear this some buzzing in the air, it's because I'm out of breath because we've got two good looking. I'm telling you what, Red Bluff Roundup is happening this weekend. And you know, I just got a hug from one of them. I'm still shaking a little bit here because you know what it's like when you get to hug a cowboy, right, Eric?
I have not hugged a cowboy in a long time. I've not hugged one in a long time.
I know it's Linda Vaught and Eric Woodstrom here is here with me today. Carl's on a field trip. But we're, you know, the Red Bluff Roundup kicks off tonight. We're really excited about having Ruth Nichols, right?
That'll work.
Ruth is with us today, and you're head, you know, you've done the best publicity, just bringing everybody in. And so how's it going so far?
Going great. We kick it off tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 2:30, Sunday at 1:30, parade tomorrow morning. This is just a great event. This is
it's
so fun.
It's a big weekend, isn't it?
Yep.
It's a big weekend in Tehama County.
Yes.
All right, so now let's meet our little stud muffins here.
Well, clearly you're talking about me, obviously, because at 157 pounds, I'm a stud.
Hey, I watched some UFC fighting last night, and there were some 157-pound, some pretty, yeah.
Okay.
So I know that's what you guys do when you're out there in the, you know, when you're out there in rodeo, you guys have to be fit, and people don't realize what you do. Tell our listeners, please, exactly what it is.
The way you're describing it better, because I kind of look at it as I wear makeup and run around like an idiot. But
that's the way I see it.
Yeah, that's what,
yeah, but you have to be able to do things that you would do at the gym. I mean, you have to be flexible where, you know, you're contorting your body every which way in order to
What kind of radio show?
You're the rodeo clown. This is intense. This is intense. People don't realize that you could be killed at any minute when you're out there with the bulls.
Any minute.
Tell us about what you do.
Well, I'm the rodeo clown, so my job really is entertainment. We divided out kind of the bullfighting and rodeo clown entertainer have kind of separated a little bit. Those are two distinctly different jobs now, and I'm not a hero. I'm like a backup guy. If something happens with Eric and Busty, then I will step in and try and do my best to help out. But the reality is, I'm there to make sure that you have a good time. Anytime you work with children or live animals, there's going to be lulls in the action. There's going to be some time where there's a hang up. And that's where I'm worth my weight in gold, is because during that hang up, you're not really going to notice, because I'm going to be goofing off on the side and give you something to watch.
Well, does something ever happen, you know, bring us into the ring for a minute. Does something ever happen where you go, you have to pull out of your array of perhaps jokes or shtick stuff that you have to do, that you pull out? Have you ever come to a point where you're like, I don't know what to do now? Are you at that place professionally where you can always grab something out of your past?
I think the greatest thing God ever did for me is give me ADHD horribly bad. So I literally have no idea what I'm going to do when I go out there.
But it all works.
It does, works. And my parents, luckily didn't get Ritalin because it wasn't invented yet, or they would have had it by the pallet. I've always been a high energy guy. I think that's my shtick, as you would say, is just the cruising around the arena at a fast pace, having a good time. But I think now is probably a good time to transition to, I don't know if you have any like drum music or beats or anything like that.
You're going to introduce the world famous gentleman next to you.
This is the pride of Red Bluff, California. And that is just south of here. You've certainly heard of him. Weighing in at 179 pounds. Is that what you weigh? I don't know what you weigh. I've never actually picked him up. It's weird. Eric Layton is by far one of the best bullfighters in the PRCA and very, very, very underrated and a protege of the great Joe Bullgardner.
Did you call him a bullfighter or bull rider?
Fighter. He's a bullfighter. He can't ride anything. I mean, he's horrible at that. But
So Eric, tell us bullfighting. So how do you become a bullfighter?
You more or less fall into it, I guess.
Fail at everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I used to get on bulls, and then I realized that was never going to be any good. So.
Okay. Tell us what you do.
Well, my job is just, when the bull rider, you know, he gets on his bull, either gets bucked off or stays on. And when he hits the ground, whether it's a successful ride or not, my job is to give him a best shot at safety. he can have. You know, get that bull's attention, whether it's for 2 seconds or 10 seconds or a split second.
So you turn into the target.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Provide the bull with a bigger target and, you know, get his attention so he comes after you. And hopefully it works. So.
Well, I'm looking at you. There was a lull there because I was like, hopefully it works. I mean, has there ever been like, hopefully can stretch a long way. So what, Eric, you know, give us, probably, of course, you know, it's just, purely for shock, for our listeners when they're driving around right now and they're on their way to work or they're on the way to take their mail because it's Good Friday.
Use your blinkers.
Yeah. So use your blinkers. Pull over if you're going to make a call. Give us like a scary, give us a close call. Describe a close call to us.
Well, heck, I don't know. You're always in close calls.
Just about every night, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get yourself in real hairy situations all the time, but that's sort of like a fireman running into a burning house. You got to do it. It's your job. So, I don't know. We've only had one rodeo so far this year I've been to, and it wasn't too bad, but it'll get rougher. You know, just scary situations. Like the worst situation we can get into is a bull rider that gets pulled down and, you know, hits head to head with the bull, gets knocked out, and his hand hangs in the rope. Yep. Hung up bull rider that's unconscious can get really bad.
Now, what do you do in that case?
Well,
what can you do to try and get him off there?
Well, you just try to work with your partner, and he gets ahead of the, you know, gets a hold of the bull, so the bull kind of zeroes in on him, and then you can get in there and
you try and unwind his hand and
pull
wrist.
The tail of the rope, and hopefully he comes out pretty easy, and you know your partner leads the bull off, and pickup man will get a rope on it, or a clown will.
Wow.
Fall down in front of him or something. I don't know. Make it worse.
So, no. You just put yourself on the line.
Everybody in that arena works together in that situation. You know, if a guy's knocked out.
We've seen it happen. I've seen it on TV and also here in Redding and Red Bluff where someone gets in trouble and you guys just, you know, everybody thinks it's kind of funny until something happens and then you guys get to work and do your job and do a great job.
Scary stories happen all the time. That one, I mean, that's
the worst. Somebody
probably the scariest for especially the Red Bluff though, because last year, I mean, and this will freak you out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had to go pretty bad. And
no, at least you didn't go in
the porta potties
in Oregon.
The porta potties here, I don't know, the California heat.
They're bad.
It was.
You actually used one of those?
I went in, and to the listeners, I'm just going to say, you want to be careful. Use the buddy system. Because if your buddy goes in there, and he's not back in like 9 minutes, that's about 10 is too long.
Because he's passed out.
Oh, you've sweat to death. There's some serious danger in the
You are gross.
Yeah.
Something is really wrong with you.
Well, you know, I mean, and that's what a cowboy does. They make you think. They make you,
You want it scary. Trust me. You go in the blue house and 95 degrees.
Now I gotta think about that.
I love it. You know, the rodeo clown and, bull.
Fighter.
Cowboy protection artist.
And Ruth Nichols is here. We are so appreciative. You know, okay, so we do have tickets to give away for Sunday. You know, they have a cowboy church that you can go to, which is just awesome, right?
10 o'clock. Easter Sunday, come out and have church with us and stay for the rodeo.
What an interesting thing. So we have two tickets left. This is, you know, really a coveted event, folks, and the tickets have flown out of here. So we have two tickets left for today, which is Good Friday today, but the tickets are for Sunday. The rodeo actually begins at 1:30, so you could do your church, get your religion in, get your thanks and all that good stuff, and grace upon you.
Have a big breakfast and go to a rodeo.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So give us a call here, 605-4567. We're so appreciative of you being here morning.
Wait, do they got to like do something to win? They can't just give away.
They have to call in. They have to pull over and call in.
You have to hear the deal.
Wait a second.
You got to call in. You got to stop your car and you got to dance on the side of the road to win these tickets.
You got
to
do the jig. Is there a cowboy jig?
Yeah, you'll see me do it for 3 straight days.
How long does it take you to put your makeup on?
How long does it take you to put your makeup on?
Well,
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to him. Y'all can't see it.
All morning long.
He's got eyeshadow on, I know he does. When I started, it was difficult. And the weird thing was buying it. You know, when you're, because it's like, now I don't really care.
Now you don't care. You can say, I'm doing a drag show on Friday. But
when I was younger and trying to be macho, it was a weird thing to be like, where's your makeup section at. You know,
I need a little more eyeliner.
Yeah, right. But no, I can throw that stuff on now pretty fast.
Well, it's a whole art. You carry your little package with you, but how long does it take you to get
I call
ready?
It a Merce.
Yeah, you take your package. No, no,
a little package.
No,
yeah,
we're not even going to talk about the cowboy package. Let's talk about the clown package here.
It's a satchel. It's a satchel.
I think she said that.
How long does it take you?
What
to get
kind
ready?
Of radio station are we on?
I love it.
This is great.
How long does it take you to get ready? Clown boy.
Man, you were like, why don't you just come over and I'll show you. I don't.
I would love that. Here's that should be a documentary.
Yeah, we should do that.
She'll
get
be there.
Yeah.
Us out of here.
Don't yeah. follow him in the fair park.
Yeah. You know,
I guess
honestly,
I put him on the spot there.
No, I don't care. I throw, I'm not a like bib overall clown. I'm not that kind of clown.
Are you the ones that wear tights?
I do, dude, that's yep. personal, but yes,
wow.
I love
okay.
support, okay? It takes me about 9 minutes to get ready. Cause again, you never cross a 10-minute barrier.
No.
Porta potties or getting ready.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, but your face, I think about the face. I mean, you have it down now, so you just go smack, smack, what,
kind
look.
Natural.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic. All right, so you got, good luck.
Thanks,
and
yeah.
in show business, we say break a leg.
I hope not.
And that's meant, yeah. that means good luck when you're, whenever you're performing. I think there's part of what you're doing that is like, it's showtime, right? You know, you're getting ready to get out there in the ring, your adrenaline's up, you know you gotta be on your game,
yeah.
you gotta get ready. It's showtime, it's for the crowd, but it's also for yourself. It's just so integrated, right?
I think everybody has their own little way. I know that right before the rodeo, I don't like to be talked to. Like yeah. the 5 minutes before I go out, I just will find this place and I'll just stretch and I'll do kind of my own little thing. Cause a lot of it is I still get nervous.
Yeah.
Adrenaline starts pumping.
Good for you.
But yeah, cause I honestly, I think the best comedy is stuff you don't script. You don't try and I'm going to go out and do that. I'm going to go out and say this joke first.
Right.
That's always
gets stale then. So now you're letting that thing come out from
you start just
that creative flow.
It's quiet. You're looking for that first piece of comedy. Usually I find somebody in the crowd that, you know, is wearing a construction shirt or something bright orange or something that I know that I can go to and, you know, kind of make it personalized right off the start for Red Bull.
Well, you guys kick it off tonight. I know there's been a whole week of activities. We're excited for you guys to be in here today.
Got a parade and everything, yeah.
Ruth, tell us more that's happening tonight and tomorrow night.
Tonight, 7 o'clock rodeo. Tomorrow, Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. Parade at 10. Rodeo at 2:30.
Grand Marshal.
And tomorrow night is Mark Chestnut, and our Grand Marshal is Red Bluff's second best, right behind Eric Layton, Joe Baumgartner.
Oh, dude, Joe, if you're listening, I did not say that.
Buddy.
Okay, so then, and then Sunday, of course, your Cowboy Church.
At 10 and rodeo at 1:30.
And we still have those tickets, folks. If you've been thinking about it, sitting on the fence, we went to this performance last year, the rodeo, I would say, the roundup, and which is a great, one of the greatest things that I've been to. And believe me, I've been in the Cody. I've been across, you know, Colorado and across the Midwest. Attending these things. I love the Red Bluff Roundup. You are not going to be sorry. It'll be a fantastic time. And you'll every year be committed to go after you've been this. So we hope to give those tickets away this morning, 605-4567. Closing thoughts, Ruth.
Come out and see us. You can get your tickets online, redbluffroundup.com. You can get them through the office today. Get them at the gate, but don't wait because they stand in line and your kids get antsy. And get them beforehand.
Come ahead of time.
Go to porta potties, and we all know now that public service.
And JJ's giving us that warning.
That's right.
All right.
There's not enough of that blue stuff they stick in there. Whatever they stick on the walls to make it smell like,
those
I'm not sure
Smurfs.
What. There's not enough of that to go around in the summertime. I mean, you know. But anyway, so at least they don't knock them over.
Well, that's what you hope. Yeah.
Anyway, you guys, thanks so much for being on here this morning at KCNR. And, you know, have a great night, a great event
all
weekend long.
Thanks
and Ruth,
us.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Buying a new car from Crown Motors is a great experience. Here's what Buffy Tanner said about her first purchase, a new Honda.
Ground Motors was terrific. From test drive through the buying experience to amazing service on our new Honda. We were so happy we bought our next car from Crown.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hot cars and cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Camcora, Cross Petroleum, Crown Motors, Macy's, Peterson Cat, i5 Rentals, Classic Hits 105.3, Dutch Brothers, and Pepsi. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and with me this morning is
Eric Woodstrom.
Yes.
Good to be here, Linda. Thank you.
CEO of Five Star Bank.
I keep getting promoted.
I know, absolutely.
It's nice to be
here. You should be. And thanks so much. We're here this morning. Carl's on a field trip, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. You know, estate jewelry, the expert watch repair, the only really watch repair guy who can actually build a watch from scratch. He's in there, and I know that people love this place. He's an opal expert. Go see Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry at 222-2750, and also Crackmaster. Crackmaster is also, we love our sponsors, and we've kind of stretched things out today, so I really do want to do these live mentions. Crackmaster is also on 273, and he can do windshield repairs up to 16 inches and beyond. Go in and see Jeff at Crackmaster. He's wonderful. 58 degrees here this morning on KCNR 1460. It is Good Friday.
It is Good Friday, and it's going to be a beautiful day. We had a little rain last night, a little knocked the dust off the car, and we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful weekend.
And your plans for Easter weekend?
We're going to be here today and tomorrow. We're going to head down to Sacramento for Easter.
Nice.
With my parents.
That is so nice. Yep. Yeah. Well, at the 8 o'clock hour, we have the Aspire. We have a bunch of people coming in from Simpson, with the Aspire, program. And, one of the things that I wanted to talk about 5 minutes. You want to cover a couple headlines? For like covering some headlines? Things that are,
going on.
Well, you know that the ferry that, capsized. That was just
In Korea, yes.
Yes. So the court is seeking the arrest warrant for the ferry captain. And one of the things that I was reading recently that just actually got my goad, or goaded me, if you want to say, is that they found that no phones were used after a period of time.
Right.
Now, there were fake text messages. Is that the cruelest thing?
I've never understood. It's got to be the lowest of the low that fake things after disaster.
Hundreds.
Take advantage of disaster victims.
Exactly. Hundreds of text messages allegedly sent by missing students aboard a sunken ferry to family members were faked. This is the headlines from Associated Press. Were faked. Yeah. I think the people, and there, one was from a 15-year-old kid, and to carry on a conversation.
There's just no
back and forth with the family. And I just, here it is Good Friday, and we think about these, where do people go in order to think that that's okay to carry not even knowing each other?
Yep.
It's not like they knew that even then.
I just don't understand the game of it. And more locally, we've got water, water, water. I mean, that's the big news. And regardless of where you get your water from, unless you get it from a well, you might have a consistent supply. But I think that, on the third year of a drought, the headlines today are about Bella Vista seeking more water and the cutbacks there. But the city of Reading, all the water districts have reduced deliveries this year, and I think all of us just need to do our part, conserve water, and get through this so that we don't have the disaster that we could have.
Well, you, in being the president of not only just one bank but several banks, I've been in banking forever. Has it been something that's been talked amongst the industry and the banking industry that water and water rights are?
It's huge.
It's more than gold.
Yeah.
Water,
especially up in the North State, but in California, water is absolutely more valuable than gold, and water rights are. And there's differing levels of water rights. There's some legislation to try and regulate and change things. And everybody's got a motive. But I think at the end of the day, water is so precious that we need to conserve it. We need to do our part, but we also need to protect our water in the North State.
We do need to, we flashed on. I had flashed on a situation that happened to me about somebody changing the natural flow of the water. And because of development, and this is my house in Sacramento, I lived on a small little creek behind me. But evidently going back into the records, because I was flooded twice.
Okay.
That little creek became a raging, my house.
A real creek.
And that was because development up in That's Rio strange. Linda had changed how
diverted the water.
And plus the guy, the people who own the property across from the creek had gone in and kind of changed the formation of the creek in order to have it curve a certain way for their property line, which
was that now it impacted your line.
It impacted my. That was years ago when I guess you could do that kind of thing.
Yep.
And probably there was not that all that development that happened in not Rio Linda, but above where we lived on where was that? It was over by Del Paso Country Club.
Sure.
So there were a lot of developments
that was a natural drainage.
A natural drainage, exactly. Yep. So somebody had come in, my point being that somebody came in and changed the flow. And so there are some laws that are absolutely necessary.
Yeah. But I think that we absolutely need to protect, historic water rights. And I think that's the press that we see today, what's going on up in Siskiyou County, to some extent what's going on here. We need to protect historic water rights. People have had, land or property that they've had forever, and they've had these rights. And I think that, there keeps being pressure to break down water rights, and there's absolutely nothing more important. You talk about diversion. We have two huge diversions here, in the Reading area. We have the ACID canal that has the diversion dam just above Turtle Bay, where they divert water. They begin diverting water just recently. I saw the canal is full this morning. And then Whiskeytown Lake is actually mostly diverted water from the Trinity River. The Trinity River used to flow out to the ocean, still does, but a lot of the water is diverted through a long tunnel that comes into Whiskeytown Lake and then feeds down the Sacramento River. Mm-hmm. That was the conclusion was in the early 60s, but it was a project in the 50s to help provide more water over here. And So, you know, we have a lot of sources of water, and a lot of it goes downstream. As I know, there's always a debate about, are we, you know, giving water to people in Southern California? I think if we match and regulate water closely, there's enough for all of us, but we've got to be protective of our historic rights.
Well, thank you so much. And, Eric Woodstrom is with me this morning. We're looking forward to our next hour, which is going to be the Aspire program in Simpson. And boy, there's so many things to cover here this morning. Currently 58 degrees. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460 for the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran's president says that his country has no hostile intentions toward anyone in the world, including the United States. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani speaking through an interpreter today at a parade that marks the country's National Army Day.
The Islamic Republic of Iran Army and all other Iranian armed forces are supporters of stability and security in the region. All regional countries that want to live independently and enjoy stability can rely on the armed forces of this country.
And Iran says its nuclear program is only for peaceful intentions. Many critics around the world say that's not true, especially because the country under its previous leaders spoke often about wiping Israel off the map. Also at SRNews.com, a year after homemade bombs made by terrorists ripped through the Boston Marathon, the race is set to be run on Monday, and Boston Marathon participant Robin Venick was running in last year's race.
I just feel like I have unfinished business. I have this burning desire to run down Boylston Street and finish because I feel like it was completely taken away from me last year.
With no new policies in effect since last year, many critics are saying the city may have not done enough to shore up security in the aftermath of the attack. In Jerusalem, Christians commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ in Good Friday prayers and processions through Jerusalem's old city. Don Jamir Jeepova is a Christian pilgrim from Serbia. He says he's thrilled to be in this part of the world on this very special day.
I feel extremely excited to be here. A lot of energy, a lot of people, you know, different nationalities, different countries. So it's really an awesome experience.
Thousands of Christian pilgrims filled the cobblestone alleyways of the old city today along the Via Dolorosa. That's Latin for the Way of Suffering. At Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is struggling in early trading this Good Friday. Right now it's down about 16 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
President Obama is trumpeting the latest sign-up figures in his controversial health care law. We get more from SR News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president appeared in the White House briefing room to announce that 8 million people have signed up for health care through new insurance exchanges.
This thing is working.
Mr. Obama blasted Republicans for opposing the law and said it's time for them to move on.
The point is the repeal debate is and should be over.
He said the health care law's results should encourage Democrats to forcefully defend Obamacare in this year's campaigns. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
More than two-thirds of the states reported job gains in March as hiring improves for much of the country during what's been a sluggish but sustained four-and-a-half-year recovery. The Labor Department says unemployment rates dropped in 21 states, rose in 17, and was unchanged in the remaining 12 states surveyed. Hiring increased in 34 states and fell in 16. This is SRN News. An Islamic seminary for women in Pakistan's capital Islamabad has renamed its library after Osama bin Laden, the former al-Qaeda chief.
The Jamia Hafsa Seminary is located in a huge complex in the heart of Islamabad, and its library is still being built. A sheet of white paper hangs on one of its doors proclaiming Osama bin Laden Shaheed or Martyr. A spokesman for the school said that the name was a tribute to the former leader of al-Qaeda, who he regarded as a hero. The seminary is run by Maulana Abdul Aziz, a radical cleric at the controversial Red Mosque, which was a former militant hotbed raided by the Pakistani military in 2007.
That is the BBC's Shamila Jaffrey reporting. No reports yet of any injuries or damage from a powerful earthquake that shook the central and southern part of Mexico today. The USGS survey measures it at 7.5. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott. Carl is, well, he's on a field trip, or we would say on assignment. And with me is Eric Wittstrom, who is the president and CEO of Five Star Bank.
She keeps promoting me. That's
Eric,
great.
Eric, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Linda. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to
it's
the
great
second
to be here.
Hour. And yes, let's talk about the where we are with our weather today, if you're just tuning in. Good Friday to you. Today is going to be 81 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with 49, currently 59 degrees. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, and they also give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And also, we'd like to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They're going to have a great Sunday brunch out there.
Oh, boy. That's going to be beautiful out there. The spring, it's just beautiful.
May do church and brunch at Anselmo's. I don't know. It feels like a Sunday, kind of an Easter Sunday thing to do.
Yeah, no, that'd be a wonderful experience.
Yeah, give them a call for reservations, 474-5546. Well, Eric, what do you have? You've got your, what's going on?
Linda, well, we just had the news update, but we also have some breaking news coming across. A 7.5 earthquake just hit in the Pacific Ocean outside of Acapulco, Mexico. So, the early reports are of no damage or injuries, but it just happens. We need to be thinking about that. If you have friends or family that are on their way to Mexico for spring break or down there for spring break, I think that be aware of it. It said it was felt fairly strongly in the Pacific Resort, and many people are vacationing down there right now.
Yes, it said that it shook Mexico City for at least 30 seconds. There was a 8.1 quake in 1985 that did have a lot of casualties. So, you know, we'll keep our eyes open and abreast to anything that's going on, because we know that sometimes there will be high wave activity and kind of going on. Well, this morning we have the studio full this morning, don't we? With bright faces here on Good Friday. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have from Simpson University, we have Rebecca Renfer, who's the Assistant Director of Admissions for the Aspire program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca. And Heidi Lee, she's an Aspire graduate, and she's now in the teaching credential program at Simpson, as well as helping coach. Well, she's the coaching varsity tennis at Foothill High School. Good morning,
wow.
Heidi.
Wow. Morning.
And then also, Joe Griffin, he's the Simpson Athletic Director, been out there, and he's going to give us an update on some of the activities that the sports teams have had and what we have to look forward to. So good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
All right.
Nice to see three or four, actually. We have a guest in the back there, too, who's a support team. Smiling faces. You know, Simpson always reminds us of Aspire is a perfect name for your programs. When people come in that are from Simpson or people who have attended Simpson, it's, I think, people who really value what it is to better yourself. And you get that energy from people that are clean, care, have ambition and ethics and really want to do good things with their lives and share and be service oriented. I know that at one time we had a group of girls that came in here that, to raise money will come and do, you know, there's for students. And we've been thinking, oh, we have weeds. We want, you know, cause we get busy and we think, well, that'd be a great way to be able to get the kids from Simpson to come in here where we can give money that donate money to what their needs are and let them go ahead and clean the kitchen. While we're working, and they're working. So that's a fabulous thing. That's a little sidebar there. I had to just add that. I've got smiling faces in here right now, so we got a captive audience.
A lot of good energy. Well, Simpson, you know, came to our Reading community in 1989. It's been here about 25 years, relocating from San Francisco, and it's been an important part of our community. And the Aspire program, of course, helps provide a non-traditional format for delivering for adults to come back and earn their degree and better their education. Rebecca or Heidi, do you want to give us a little more about that? Tell us a little more about the Aspire program and what we're doing.
Sure. The Aspire program really promotes community in Reading. We want adult students who want to go back to school to come and better themselves, get their bachelor's degree, and then go out in the community and work. Promoting quality education in the Aspire program and convenience. You get your bachelor's degree in three options, evening, weekend, or online. And we have people from out of the area getting their bachelor's degree completely online. Also, Reading people get their bachelor's degree online as well.
Yeah. And usually, you know, we all have such busy lives. To be able to have that convenience really makes it more more likely that we're going to be able to succeed in our higher education.
And weekends, that's fantastic. And nights, people can actually, in fact, I know somebody near and dear to me who just got her degree through Aspire. And she works daytime jobs and she cleans houses and does a number of things. And so she's got this degree and I remember how proud she felt about herself that she got this degree. And it was like amazing. And then her coworker is going through now. So it's just talk about an esteem booster.
Yeah. Word of mouth is really popular among our adult students. They really talk to each other. And it's about the experience, college experience as well. When they get here, they network, they meet others who are in the same situation. Maybe they just lost their job or they're stay-at-home moms or they want to get a raise or promotion within their current employment. And Heidi did the Saturday organizational leadership format. Okay. So I'll let her kind of talk about her experience.
All right, Heidi, go for it.
Yeah, I did the organizational leadership major with the Every Other Saturday program, and I worked a full-time job my whole time through the Aspire program, so I could work and go to school. And within my job, it really did help me a lot to learn more HR and business practices and what I wanted to do, and then drew me in the right direction to want to finish and go for my credential in teaching. And once you're there, it's just kind of motivation to go
to
more.
Get to the finish line.
Yeah, it's like I wanted that final destination to where I wanted to be, and I dreamed of being a teacher when I was little. So the Aspire program, I was really down kind of because I went to a few different colleges. I went to a junior college. I went to Concordia University, and then I got recruited into Southern Oregon University, and it just nothing fit into my schedule. Nothing fit into what I wanted to do. And then I came back to Reading, and I had this opportunity to do the Aspire program and able to finish my degree when before I wasn't going to. Yeah. I just, the credits, nothing was there. And so it really pushed me into that option. And then for not wanting to be there in school anymore,
yeah.
and now
being motivated to do more.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's really been a blessing
for
me.
Well, good for you. And then how long were you involved in the Aspire program? How much time did you put into it?
I did the 16 months. So
okay.
16 months
when
you get your degree. I already had the units, and then we went every other Saturday.
All right.
And it was all day. And I really, you do homework during the week, but during your class time, it's It's a very small classroom, and you get a lot of one-on-one. You get a lot of learning experience, small group experience, presentation experience. You have a lot of time to work in the class as well. So it really was helpful that way, too, and to not be a big lecture hall, not be a big classroom, just enough time to learn and get what you need and ask your questions.
Okay. And now you're finishing your credential program, and then what's the next step?
Well, I would love to be a teacher. I would love to teach kindergarten. And be able to
fabulous.
Do that. That would be
look
my
at that
dream.
Smile.
But
look at that smile.
I would love to do anything. I just love the thought of what teachers have done for me and what I can do for students in the future. So I would work wherever I possibly could in
sure.
a teaching.
Well, you are teaching in some degree when you're coaching the varsity team. Tennis at Foothill High.
Yeah, I
that's
love
fantastic.
It.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here. I couldn't think of a better topic to talk about on Good Friday, bettering yourself and giving back to the community. We have so much to cover here with our guest this morning from Simpson University with the Aspire program. And Joe is going to be talking, our athletic director from Simpson. Eric Woodstrom is here. And let's see. We got a lot to cover here. They're going to have a golf tournament, some of their fundraisers and stuff. Let's take a break here. We're enjoying you being with us 8:15 in the morning here on KCNR 1460.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Woo!
Woo, 60 degrees. How are you this morning on this Good Friday? Good morning, KCNR 1460. Linda Bott here and Eric Woodstrom.
Woohoo.
Carl's
good
on,
to be here. Carl's on a field trip.
He's on a field trip. So we, you know.
With his class.
Yeah. We'll tell you on Monday he can fill you in. But anyway, so we're here with the Aspire program at Simpson University, and we were talking with, well, let's see.
So we have Rebecca Renfer, who's the Assistant Director of Admissions, and Heidi Lee, who's an Aspire graduate. And Rebecca, maybe you can give us a little bit of what people can expect from the Aspire program, what majors are offered, how they go about learning more about it.
Sure. Well, the Aspire program offers five different majors, and one of them that I'd like to highlight is our RN to BSN step-up track.
Yes.
The RN to BSN step-up track is designed for working nurses in the community with a license to come back and get their Bachelor's of Science in Nursing in a convenient format. They do come to class one night a week, 6 to 10 p.m., and then they do clinical hours, and then they also are qualified to receive their public health certificate to work in public health.
Okay. So you provide all the background and to get their certifications and,
yes,
and get a degree, a bachelor's degree in.
Yes. Organizational leadership is offered on Saturdays and online.
Okay.
Psychology is one night a week, 6 to 10 p.m. or completely online. We have liberal studies. Liberal studies gears our teachers in the community to go on and get their teaching credential. And we have healthcare management. And then also business and human resource management.
Okay, so a lot of different educational paths people can take. And how if someone wants to get more information or wants to sign up for the Aspire program, how do they contact you?
Sure. I recommend a few different ways. One, convenience, go right onto our website, click on the Aspire program link, and then click schedule an appointment. My calendar.
There we go. And then we get Rebecca.
Yep. My calendar will populate, and you just click on the time you want to come in and meet with me. And then you come in. I can evaluate your transcripts. I can go over the class schedule, as well as financial aid. I'm also a financial aid counselor.
See, that's a big thing I was going to ask about. Like, if somebody's, I've wanted to do this, but I can't afford it. And so that can be the darkness that holds you back. So what you're saying is, I know you've got scholarships. I know you've got funds to help people.
You can help them through the loan, student loan process, and kind of guide them to what's best for what their needs are.
Sure. One thing is that people need to understand that education is an investment.
Yes.
Most of the time you have to take out student loans to get your bachelor's degree or master's degree. And so that's one of the one things that I talk about. Tell me how you plan to pay for school. Sometimes I have the really easy ones who can pay out of pocket, do a payment plan. Or I have the ones who need a little bit more financial aid and want to qualify for some free money. We do offer scholarships. And then there's free money from the government, as well as loans are available to students. And loans have low interest rates currently.
Yes.
And so it does make it affordable to go back to school.
But it is an investment. I think that you're absolutely right to emphasize that. It's not just we're showing up and going to school, mm-hmm. or it's an investment in your future. And if the student, you know, keeps that in mind through the process, it makes it a lot more successful.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But before, we've got somebody who's very special in the house today, Joe Griffin, who's the athletic director.
Boy,
yeah, don't look around. Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
All right, so you've been sitting over there patiently and quiet, and let's talk about what's going on with the athletic department at Simpson. You were talking about wrestling.
Well, I just want to put a plug in for our wrestling program, who is in their second season this year, and again, ended up nationally ranked.
Wow.
Nationally ranked.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we ended up 13th this year, and I think we were 15th last year in the first year. And both of those years, we had three All-Americans. And one of those guys is the local West Austin Lobsticker, West Valley product.
Oh, boy.
And he has done a great job for us, just a great, great young man. And as a sophomore, he's a two-time All-American.
Wow. So you guys have been taking names now when it comes to basketball, too.
Well, this semester we did a really good job for the men's basketball. Finished second mm-hmm. in the conference. We like to say we're probably 5 minutes away from going to the national tournament.
Hey.
And so we had a good job there. Our women's program has just been consistent. They've made the playoffs, top four in the conference last 5 years. And probably we underachieved a little bit. I think we had a rough January and then got our going
kind of
back
a young
again.
Group too, a new, some new names and new faces. And,
there was some turnover this year and, but Derek Pringle does a great job with them. Both of those programs have JV programs or build-in programs. So we have a lot of students involved in the basketball program as a whole. Mm-hmm. And they both, Jim and Derek both do a great job for us.
Mm-hmm. And so you oversee all of this stuff.
Yes.
All right. So, I know it's probably hard to say that because you have to be fair with everything, but like, is wrestling now become like a pet? Like you have, you know, like something that you're very excited about. Can you say that?
Well, I'm very excited about it, but I'm also very excited about softball.
There we
go. Okay. Well, you know, it's Simpson softball team. Hello.
Yeah. They just have done great. In fact, I don't think they've had a season under 25.
And they
happen
to be cute too. Very cute.
Knocked the cover off the ball. We've got Wayne Stower out there.
Wayne does a great job.
He is fantastic.
With them. Yeah. And, that's our highest ranking so far. We're at number 18 in the nation.
Wow.
I think we should be higher. Of course, I'm probably a little prejudiced on that, but, we're hoping to sweep the conference and end up with the top 15. And then we get an automatic bid. It's a weird situation with another conference because we don't have six, which is an automatic number,
okay.
an automatic qualifier. So we go in with another conference, but the agreement is one of us is top 25. You get the automatic bid. We did just lose out on – we tried to bid for the host of regional here.
Oh, boy.
And we lost that. So we were going to have to travel somewhere May 12th to 14th. We just don't know where.
Okay. Well, hopefully on the West Coast.
Hopefully on the West Coast, probably College of Idaho might be an option. I don't think Concordia down in L.A., that's another option. Or I was talking to Wayne the other day, and he wouldn't be surprised if he ended up going to, like, Oklahoma.
Oh, boy.
Something.
And tell us a little about the league. How many teams? You said there's five in the
– Right now there's four.
There's four, that's right.
Four. That's pretty competitive.
Yes. William Jessup.
William Jessup, Menlo College.
Yes.
La Sierra University in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And?
Simpson University.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about the golf tournament. You've got a golf tournament on Friday, a week from today.
Yep.
Big golf tournament. It's our annual fundraiser for the athletic department.
And it's a ton of fun. I've played it a couple times.
Do you have room left?
Oh, we have some room left.
You can make some room.
So let's talk about.
We'll make room.
Okay. So,
for you, Linda.
Listen, I'm a hacker, but I like to go out. I love to be out.
Would you have any fun?
I have fun. I hate when people watch me because I miss the ball sometimes. I'm not good, but you only get better if you play.
Exactly.
And so I played in a couple tournaments last year and I was so shamed that I said I have to take lessons. So I took a couple lessons from June. Then I went out and played some more and I still, you know, but I like to go out and play. And so encourage you guys on Friday at Tierra Oaks, which I understand is kind of a difficult. It's a difficult, but. How fun. It's
you
beautiful
can tame
out
it.
There.
You can tame it, that, Linda.
It's a great shape.
Tame it.
Yeah.
I'll tame the trees and a couple of the sand traps. But that's all right. You know, I've chipped a few good ones out of the sand trap before. But is that the word? Or did
that's
I just make
perfect.
It up?
That's perfect.
Okay,
that's perfect.
So at least I know the lingo. The fee includes 18 holes, breakfast, range balls, goodie bag, and barbecue lunch. I want to do this.
We'd love to have you out there. Just tell us.
Okay, so this is $100 per person, and you know the funds are going towards...
They're going to the athletics, whatever we need. There's different needs we have
Fantastic.
For equipment and uniforms and whatever. We kind of push it wherever the need is, biggest.
Fun. So that's happening next Friday. It's the golf tournament. And how do people find out more information about the golf tournament that's happening for Simpson?
They can go online at simpsonu.edu and you work through the website and you can find a place to register there or call Robin in our main office. And she can set you up, Robin and Mark Mazzano, who helps us with our marketing coordinator. Either one of those two people would just love to sign you up and take your money.
All right. Now, can you guys hang around a little bit after the break? Okay, good. Because we have more to talk about with Simpson University and some other events that are happening, more about the Aspire program. It's really important. We've got more details to talk about that. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. We use Alliance Heating and Air and really trust and respect their ethics as a company. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out the website at comfort.org. We're going to have to take a break here. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened 3 new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hot cars. And cool, April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Sakata Cantina on Hilltop Drive. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Y21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Patty Redding, Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Good Friday. How are you feeling? 8:32. It's 61 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, is your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel
macchiatos
and every other coffee you can imagine. And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts.
And they've been with us since day one, too.
Yes,
they've been great supporters of KCNR, and we love them. All right, let's look back with our Simpson University moment here this morning. We're so happy to have
our special guests, which are Rebecca Renfer, who is the Assistant Director of Admissions for Aspire, and Heidi Lee, who is an Aspire graduate now in the teaching credential program at Simpson and coaching varsity tennis at Foothill High School. At the break, we always get the best juice at the break. You know, it was always about the guys, five guys, 14 gals, but they're getting their letters and they're all excited about it. And also Joe Griffin, who is Simpson's athletic director. Now, just so you know, that since 1989, more than 3,400 North State residents have completed their bachelor's degree at Simpson University through the Aspire program. Let's go back to Rebecca. Rebecca, we were asking you something. Can you come closer to the microphone? We were talking about, and we're going to go all over the place here today, but let's, you know, something that why my mind is fresh, that you were saying, that I said, if somebody was thinking, oh my God, 30 years ago, I got 20 credits and then I, you know, had kids or whatever the reason, and I really want to get my degree, it's bugging me. If they came to you, what happens next?
Sure. So I have my master's degree in academic advising through Kansas State University, and I really take a hands-on approach to those students. Coming in as an older adult with 20, 30, 40 units can be scary. They don't know where to start. They don't know where to go. Luckily, we have a great community college in our area called Shasta College, and I would sit down with a student and I would tell them, I would outline, map out for them classes to take to finish in order to transfer to Simpson. Maybe go get your AA, take some personal enrichment classes, health classes, psychology classes, business classes. And then ultimately you have to have 62 transferable units to start the program. But the kicker is that really you have to have 88 transferable units. A lot of our students dual enroll. They come to Simpson, they start the Aspire program. They also take one or two classes at Shasta at the same time to get done quicker.
To help fill out.
Wow.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. The Aspire program is your last 36 units of your bachelor's degree.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how it.
No, it's a great program. Like you said, it's for those, you know, for adults that for whatever reason they had a break in their academic history, and so to have someone like you with your skills and education to be able to help them, guide them through it, and then a great program here in the area to help them finish up their bachelor's degree. It's
what
fantastic.
I love, what I have heard again from a couple people I know that immediately, I mean, like just within the last few months or 3 months, have graduated. Is that the camaraderie that happens? I don't know if that, you know, this is what's cool about going back to school. When you're older, because when you're 20 or 20 or 19, you've just gone through school, high school, maybe you hate it, you're feeling pressured, you have to go to school, you don't want to go to school, maybe you want to go to Europe, you want to travel, you know, get back to school, or maybe you've done some college. The camaraderie and to be able to have the leadership to help you see through, or it's kind of like no pain, no gain, see through the pain, the brain, you know, brain gain. Is wonderful that happens from Simpson.
Yeah, one thing I should probably explain is that traditional students coming fresh out of high school learn differently than adult learners. 24 years old and older, based off of the adult learning theory, states that you start learning differently. You need a hands-on approach. You need attention differently from your professors than you would if you were 18, 19 years old. And so we really take that to heart and really use a hands-on approach, a different type of learning theory, to cater to our adult students, to make it not easy, but convenient.
To make it achievable.
Achievable, mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. We want you to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, my husband got his master's in a speedy program. Nobody had done it. I actually broke records when he was back in Virginia. I couldn't do that because a lot of it was, even though we did the classes he did online, but they were huge chunks of time. I'm one of those, probably would have been good with the Reading School of Arts where it has to be, I have to feel it, see it, touch it, be in the moment where I learn better that way. Then, and I can remember things. It's a visual part for me rather than online is just, like space. It's not even,
it's
you
not
know.
There.
That's what's great about your athletic program because that's very physical.
Yeah, that's right.
One thing that I would like Heidi to speak on real quickly about is her experience with the professors. I get that question a lot. What are your professors like? What do they do?
What are we getting ourselves into?
Yes. And one thing is most of our professors are something called adjunct, meaning they are part-time. They already have full-time jobs. They're working in the community. And then they come and teach and bring their real hands-on life experience to the classroom. So I'd like her to maybe explain real quickly just her experience with the professors.
That's passion. When you're doing that, that's passion. So the professors, I'm assuming, well, let's hear from you, Heidi.
Yeah, I had an awesome time with my professors. I loved all of them. There were some professors that I had a really rough time in their class learning because it's not subjects that I was used to or that I knew about beforehand. And so I got a new experience with that. And, it was so one-on-one for me. I've taken the classes where you're in a big lecture hall. And so for me to come in, I had one professor that was a director at a jail in Sacramento, and he taught there, the students there. He was amazing. Mm. He was so good for me. And he's like, anytime you want to come and explore a new teaching option for you or something in this business that you want to look at, call me. And they're all like that. They're all hands on. We have one professor who's in the military, and she's amazing. Her teaching style, and I prefer the calm voice, the nice teaching, the learning, the not so big into like 80 students in one hall. I loved it. I just love
the intimacy of a small group environment.
Yeah. And I love the feedback. You get one-on-one feedback from that program. We did small group presentations and learning together, and we got to go off in groups, and the teachers come around and they help you. They don't leave you out to not understand. And then when you do the group, they even pull you aside and say, hey, this is what I noticed. This is what I see. And this is where I see you going with this. And I really want you to focus on this. And it was a really great experience for me. And just the things I learned from those professors also.
That's fantastic.
Can you give us a little history of what led you to Simpson? You graduate high school and then what?
I graduated high school, and I was kind of the wanderer, so I went down to Southern California, and I spent some time at a junior college there, played tennis at Irvine Valley.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Irvine Music School. Big music school.
Yeah, I love it there. And then I went to Concordia, which we're talking about maybe the host.
Yep.
I went to Concordia of Irvine, and I was gonna play tennis there, and then, it just wasn't the right place for me. I wasn't learning how I would have liked to. And so, I was here playing tennis, and I met the coach from Southern Oregon University, and I got a scholarship there. And so I went to Southern Oregon, and I loved it. It's a small town, little place, but once again, I had bigger classrooms. I wasn't going to graduate. I knew I wasn't going to graduate. I was going to play tennis. I was going to have fun and get my college experience, and I was going to be done. And, I came home, and I really felt like I wasn't completed. I felt like I spent 4 years going to school and not achieving anything. And I had enough units. So for me, it was like, I need to do something to finish.
To pull it all together.
I didn't want to go into the traditional undergrad program because I had already been through it, and I knew that it wasn't my learning style. I knew that it wasn't the right place for me, and I wouldn't have finished.
You're getting, I'm feeling that you're getting emotional, and tell us, share with us, just go ahead and bring it forward. What, is it because you knew at that particular point you were getting in the moment that I wasn't going to finish, but doggone, I went to the Aspire program and I finished.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it was that it's such a big accomplishment. It's something that I felt like I wasn't going to do. And I knew when I was little that I wanted to be a teacher. But then when I go to these schools, I went for communications and different things. And I thought to myself, I can't do this. I can't. I'm never going to be a teacher. And then I got the opportunity to join this program. And for me, I do get emotional because it's amazing that I was able to finish and now I'm able to go further. And I just want to highlight this because, people are learning new things every day, and graduating from Simpson, we have the ability as a graduate, as an alum, to come back and sit through 3 classes. You don't get the credit for it, but you still get to learn what they're learning now.
You get to stretch your brain.
Keep stretching your brain.
Yeah. So even like there's new curriculum going on in teaching now than there was before. And in a few years, I can come back and sit through that curriculum class for free.
And just get a tune-up.
And just get a tune-up of fantastic. What they're learning. Or any of the Aspire programs. Yeah. I'm going into a new job with business, and I want to brush up on HR. I can do that.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, you know, I feel you because I know that there must be it must not be a good feeling when you think, I don't get it. I'm not gonna complete. Mm-hmm. And that feeling, I think, could carry through the rest of your life, that maybe subconsciously why you quit a job or why you don't have the staying power to do things, like hanging in there. And so congratulations, because you got through the wall.
Yeah,
through the wall.
Yeah, I'm very happy, and it really has helped me get through more things in my life and to get better jobs and have better opportunities. I love it.
You know, when you're in high school, you think 4 years and out, but mm-hmm. the practical matter is, for most of us, me included, it's not 4 years and out. The road that you take mm-hmm. is always winding, and there's different ways to go. I have two kids that have gone through, have two on their way. And I've seen some of that windingness, it's getting to the finish line and completing it, and having a program like Aspire in our community to help pull all that together is beyond valuable.
Yeah, I'm at 6 and continuing, and I want to continue.
There you go. Good for you.
Well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got Simpson University with this morning. More on athletics with Joe when we come back. We do have a couple things that we didn't cover, and you know, it's really amazing with Simpson University. It's a big blessing to have Simpson University here in the North State. It is approachable, accessible. That's what we're talking about, the accessibility of it. You too can, you know, further your education, further your life, and all the good things that are going on, some of the fundraisers, et cetera, going on. Eric Woodstrom is here this morning. I'm so thrilled to have you here on Good Friday.
It's good to be here, Linda.
My good friend. We went to high school together.
He became
a banker. I became a showgirl. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sport? Well, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital Haleakala La Ranch Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Oh, the jukebox last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Woo! 8:49 in the morning. Go, Eric.
Go, Eric. Here we are. We're wrapping up our 8 o'clock hour. We've got Rebecca and
let's do brought to you by before yeah. we go. I got to do a kind of.
Oh, there you go.
Got
to pay for this show.
Well, Redding Crown Motors looking for a new or previously owned car, truck or SUV. Look into no further at Redding Crown Motors. You're going to find Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda. That's your dealership. Why go any further? You know, I always say shop local, stay local, because your tax dollars will stay here, and that's very important. We believe in that. They're on Cypress Avenue. Not only great deals, but outstanding service. Crown Motors, they do so much for our community. Check them out, 223-2177.
Great. And we've got Rebecca Renfer and Heidi Lee from the Aspire program at Simpson University. We also have Joe Griffin, the athletic director. Joe, why don't you give us a quick update on the baseball stadium? I know it's and then in the news recently, I think last Tuesday at City Council, they approved an agreement that the university has with the city on using Tiger Field.
Well, the city and Simpson for the baseball has had a great relationship. Yes. Over the years. And Simpson's just been blessed to be able to use the Tiger Field. Of course, we all would like to have Tiger Field dressed up a little bit, and just Rick Bassetti's doing a great job getting that all improved, I guess. Yep. Is the best word, and some of the work he's doing down there. So it just was a pretty natural fit. We had those seats from down south, and they're sitting out there, and so we're going to do just an exchange with the city on the seats, so they can put some, you know, nice individual seats up at the stadium down there, which is really going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's going to be – it's nicer for us to play there for our games. It's a five-year agreement. I think you can redo it after 5 years possibly. But we're also working on our own field out there. That's
yes.
a lot slower project yeah. than we were hoping.
It's a big project.
It's a big – but we'll
but
get
it'll
it.
Be,
you know,
it'll be
little steps
you'll
at
get
a time.
It. You'll get it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully it'll be two fairly nice –
fields in town.
In town, and Tiger Field probably will be a nicer game experience field, at least for, you know,
right,
to start
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Who knows, in 5 or 10 years.
Now we're going to have that beautiful facility out there at Simpson pretty quick.
Yeah, we
yeah,
hope so.
Yeah.
We hope
well,
so.
Well, it's like you said, it's a long-term project, but it's a great setting. Be a nice field. The city needs another field, you know, for
yeah.
you guys to play on. And
well, I know when you do big tournaments, you always need multiple
yes.
fields. So hopefully
yeah.
in the future between Shasta College and Simpson and the city, we could even host maybe some bigger tournaments with more college teams or with
and that
back
one nice
teams
lit field out at Foothill High School too.
Yes.
They have a beautiful baseball field.
Yes.
I've spent a lot of time in the local youth scene in baseball with kids coming up through the Little League and stuff, and then umpiring. Up to the high school level anyways, and so it's always a joy to go out to Foothill and play and watch something out at their field too. But
umpire and refereeing, we're always half wrong. No
yes,
what.
We are. Yes, we are. We want to look at the people that are smiling at us, not the ones that are barking.
Well, one of the things that we want to bring to, of course, our listeners' attention is the Simpson University Athletic Program has a dual membership in the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, NAIA, and the National Christian College Athletic Association. Can we go further on, kind of go into that?
Well, it's just two different associations. Because we're a Christian university, we combine with other Christian universities up and down the West Coast. And, in fact, if we didn't make it to NAIA regionals for softball, we would have a play-in game with Azusa Pacific
okay.
to go to the national tournament for the NCCAA, which we have done before. But my best guess is we're 99% sure going to the NEI regional.
You bet.
Cool.
So we will have to drop out of the other one.
Well, I think it's great that you got your bases covered. That's what we're saying here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They can play after
literally.
When the season's done. There's a couple different ways to go for the team to participate in a season tournament.
And again, one more time, let's talk about the golf tournament, April 25th. That's at Tierra Oaks Golf Club. And the registration closes,
It closes Monday, but you give us a call and we'll try to
we'll
figure it out.
Yeah, because
we'll
it's a fundraiser.
Out. That's
it's
right.
a fundraiser.
You can serve at the barbecue or something.
I'll
entertain at the barbecue.
Yeah, so let's have some closing thoughts with everyone here today. Let's start with you, Joe. Because we got about 5 minutes left before the program's over.
Closing thoughts are Simpson University Athletics is doing great, really progressing. It's getting better. Of course, most coaches, we can't do well good enough. We always can use more money, always can use better facilities, better athletes. But we're trying to hit the Navy, the area kids, area athletes more, give them an option to stay close, if not necessarily go far away. Some for good and they get Division I, that's great and they can do that. But also we want them to know there's a good quality program.
Yeah, but practically for the local high school athletes, this is a really good, venue to keep playing when most of their peers aren't going to keep playing, don't have an opportunity to keep playing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a great opportunity. And we have kids from everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, so in college, it's different. We recruit from LA to Portland, Oregon and anywhere in between and even out in the East Coast some. So we're trying to get the best athletes we can, the right fit for Simpson University, and it's a good quality program. We're getting everything rounded out, and I think we're doing a pretty good job out there.
Good.
Well, thank you. Yep. And Rebecca, closing thoughts here today with KCNR.
Thank you. The Aspire program, a lot of people don't think that they can get their bachelor's degree, and I'm just here to say that you can. Just take the next step. Come and meet with me, schedule an appointment, call me. My phone number, 530-226-4961. Call me anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And I will have you come in. I'll meet with you. I'll go over your transferable units and enroll you in the Aspire program. And just one other thing would be that to better yourself and get out in the community, you also better our community. And you make this Reading community better, and I just want to help you through that process. Come get your bachelor's degree and make your dreams come true.
Fantastic. And if you're unsure, after you get done talking to Rebecca, you'll be sure you can get it done because she'll help you through it. Heidi, any last words?
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, you bet.
Here today.
Thank you for being here. This is a great, this is a lot of fun.
Awesome. And I hope that just hearing about personal experience, it has inspired people to really feel like they can do it. And, I hope that even if you're just thinking about it, you still take the time to look further into it because it can be something for your future. And it's great. Love it.
So you can learn more about Aspire and read stories from students at cs.simpsonu.edu, which is fantastic. And, is that the general website for everything when you just go on, or is it Simpson University U or what?
SimpsonU.edu is the main website, and then there's options to click on undergrad if you're a traditional student, or adult studies if you're an Aspire student. Graduate programs are available. So you can just go straight to our website, and everything that you need is on that location.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to thank Eric Woodstrom this morning, who has sat in while Carl's on a field trip. And Eric, banking, you have a really, again, we were talking about how we went to high school and here we meet in Reading of all things years later. The bank that was five-star bank that started from Sacramento, and they had you open their Reading branch.
We opened up Reading about six years ago. We've been about 7 years ago in the North State, and we're opening in Chico. We've had a team down there in Chico for about a year and a half in an office, and we're finishing up a full-service branch in Chico, looking to expand and grow, helping small businesses be successful. We like to say as bankers, we live our success is through your dreams. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. So like we've got 2 minutes left. Why don't we start in this Friday with inspiring story as a banker with maybe a business or something that's happened in the last month that you've been able to help launch.
Let's see. What have we done in the last month? In the last month, we've helped. We've had a lot of, actually most recently is real estate transactions. We've had businesses acquiring property to expand. We're working with two businesses that are in smaller facilities right now to find larger facilities in town. And it's just been fun because their business is growing. They've made it through the tough times, you know, hunkered down and are growing. One of them happens to be, they're down on Clear Creek Road, PacWest Helicopters. They rebuild military helicopters. They've been in the community for 25 years. You're shaking your head. You familiar with them?
Yeah.
And they're looking to expand their product line. They've got people and machinery that they put in place to rebuild. They rebuild Huey helicopters, which were Vietnam era, war era helicopters. Yeah. But there's 13,000 of them out there.
Wow.
And there's nobody really that does a great job of rebuilding them, and they do right down.
Well, so you're helping businesses grow, and that's fantastic. And so this morning is all about positive energy, moving forward, expanding your brain. Go to the experts, like with Eric at Five Star Bank, to help you if you're thinking about a business. I mean, he helped us buy Dark Air and develop KCNR 1460.
And look at all the positive energy.
We love you so much, and thank you for joining us, Savannah. Have a happy Easter, everybody. A blessed time. Thank you so much here on KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, as Carl would say. Which are you?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of Mexico have been shaken by a powerful earthquake.
It was magnitude 7.5. That's a very strong earthquake.
Geophysicist Paul Caruso with the U.S. Geological Survey.
The epicenter also approximately 165 miles southwest of Mexico City.
Centered near Acapulco, where a lot of people are spending their Easter break, the quake was felt in Mexico City, which was shaken for at least 30 seconds. Buildings swayed, sending people running into the streets. There have been no immediate reports of serious damage or injuries. Prosecutors may issue an arrest warrant for the captain of the ferry that sank off the coast of South Korea. 28 people are known dead, 268 others missing, many of them high school students. Ian Winkle is a naval architect and ferry design expert. He says the chances are slim that anyone on board is still alive.
Those in the public spaces will stand little or no chance.